taking me so long to get up here and do this. This program was, it was exciting, it was fun, and it was extremely challenging, and it wasn't without some problems, but I think overall it was successful. So I'm just sorry, I'm just now getting here, but it's taking me this long to get everything ready. Just wanted to let you know that we were successful in removing over 220 vehicles from Humboldt County. Over 100 of those came from Riedel, and matter of fact, we took 12 from Scotia, 30 from Fortuna, and the rest were from the county. So no, we didn't only just tackle a Riedel problem, we tackled a county problem. And I don't think I realized that in the beginning. That wasn't the goal. The goal was just to make it, you know, a good program, get the crushers here, make it work everybody's well, and it just really took off. It also brought attention to the fact that this is a county-wide problem, and since then, you know, we've gotten a lot of attention because of that, and we've been contacted by the county, City of Fortuna, the Keep Eureka Beautiful Committee contacted me, all looking for information about this and how to do this, and I actually attached a little advertisement that I found where the county is working with John Dollar and Fortuna Eureka, doing a similar type program, so they are not community schools as we did. Another goal of this program was to address the property at 23 Center Street, that's Mike Ward's property. If you remember, I came here a few months ago and there was an issue regarding his special use permit, and we had to kind of get that revoked so we could get it back and clean it up. We were able to remove 18 vehicles from the back of that property, among other just pieces of junk and motors and all kinds of things like that. So that was really great because that wouldn't have been a code enforcement activity and potentially could have cost us money that we would have had to try to, you know, collect back from him. So this was just another positive aspect of this program. One of my goals also too was the Summers property. I didn't get that done. The weather and time restraints just really played against us because it was pretty muddy back there. But I know that I discussed that was one of my goals, so I just want to let you know I wasn't able to make it happen, but just keep chipping away. As you may be aware, there was some definitely some problems. Humboldt County Environmental Health was called. One of the days that it was really raining, the plume from the residual fluids that had been discharging from the fresh vehicles caused them to be down here. Water can spread a little bit of oil really fast, but I have to say that it was important that we were on top of it because once they were called, we were within a half an hour. Public Works was on scene, and we were remedying the situation. And this man himself as well. This is one of these things where this is a program that nobody's done in a long, long time. If they had, they would know this. And that's just what I'm trying to say. You know, I'm sad that this happened, but every new program has its mistakes and missteps. And so, but once it happened, we responded very quickly and got it under control. And so, and it's just, you know, a demonstration how, as a city, we can pull together pretty well for all of the employees and just get the job done. You may have noticed that we've discussed, I'm sure, the damage to the parking lot. This was the other one. This is from the way the forklift combined with 2 and 3 crushed vehicles at a time moving it. I had no clue that this would happen. I did my research as far as when I in contact with this crusher, you know, I checked their references and I looked for problems and they had prior crushes, so this was just not something I knew to address, and so something that we are definitely looking at, as City Manager said earlier, the wrap grant would be a great tool to help get that parking lot repaved. It's a pretty cool product. Also too, I've just kind of been looking at some money, so I think I might have potentially identified some that might be able to help. I do feel that we have an obligation to help the fire department. This is a program that benefited the city, since I'm going to fall out of the program. But I think that obligation is shared with dismantling and fire department. So we were just currently talking about that and trying to figure out how we're gonna go forward. Oh, and budget. There's been some discussion, I know, as to whether the $1,000 budget for this program was exceeded. Fees for the security guard service, you may have seen the checks coming through for that. That's an allowable expense from the ADA program, Abandoned Vehicle Authority Program. It's covered under the umbrella of the police department, and it was approved by Chief Hill. So that, that was approved. I had two large dumpsters, that was $730. I had a sign done for the program, that was $150. And one other small towing bill for this couple last cars we were trying to get out. And that brings my total to, well, the last towing is also ADA, excuse me. My total was $880 for this program of the $1,000 that I had asked for. But overall, more money was spent if you wanted to evaluate the whole program, but they were allowable. Okay. There's one other expense for from Eureka Oxygen Supply, and that is for having to see creams absorb that with some other fees. They did also to they reimbursed us for Public Works employee time. We billed them, and they since reimbursed us. So. I think that is about it. Any questions?
Thank you.
Carly, the water is still sort of damp there. You know, is that?
There is probably about 5% cleanup left there, and I believe that we have plans to get that finished this week. And we're gonna be where I believe you're talking about. There's just a little bit of dirt there that needs to be removed, and. A few other things in the parking lot. Just a few more things that need to be just cleaned up completely, and it's been done this week.
We were hoping that Creams would send out some people to take care of the rest of the stuff that needed to be done up there, but that's, I guess, logistically not going to happen with him. So the fire department's annual dinner is coming up, and that's very important to them. And so we're going to get the rest of that taken care of, Public Works crew, and then we will also bill Cream for that in the time also.
Is there things that you do differently as far as how that you know the extra expenses you've done differently?
I
the Hill River disposal, that was an expense we incurred under the budget. Is that what you did? I misunderstand you how that was paid?
I think you. A few months back, and I asked for $1,000 from the retail contract. I expected it for dumpster fees.
Oh,
I truly did. I 200 cars. I took cars out of the city, I've been doing this for a while, and they're always full of garbage. Abandoned vehicles are full of garbage, full of junk, full of clothes, full of bedding, full of just stuff. Okay. And I just knew there would be stuff. So, so that to me, I expected that. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As far as this program, if there are things that would be different, definitely the whole damage control here, with the parking lot, definitely I've learned things from it, but overall the cost, if you can get beyond that, just the program itself, the cost is $880
When and if the Eureka does this program, will we be able to take the junk vehicles from the Summers property owner?
I guess the biggest problem for me with those vehicles right now is getting in there. It's just really wet, and the way we were going in was through the Caltrans yard next door, so I really need somebody with a loader to stage them for the tow truck, because we can't get the tow truck in there, and that's really what happened. Everything happened with the oil and environmental health on the same day that I was down there kind of getting things set up, and it just, my attention was called back to the staging area, and I just couldn't get coordinated for the other part. So it's too wet. I'm sorry. It's just too wet. That's the answer, the short answer right now. But
When was the Eureka? Was there a date?
Is what?
Was there a date on the Eureka?
So the Eureka one, this is actually Humboldt County. It's going on right now. It's going on right now. And basically, they have partnered with John's Auto Records. If you get your car to get at the gates, they will facilitate the paperwork and get the car for free. So
but our problem is at this time, it's a bad time.
Yeah, to get the car, to get those vehicles out of there, because they're just really bad shape.
So we'd like to thank you for your hard work, and you look like you have a halo around your head.
Oh my God.
I know it was way more time intensive than you expected.
Absolutely, I still, it was fun, it was challenging, and I'm not sure that I want to interview. You know, never know in a year if you want to maybe if you're asking again, so, yeah.
I thought it was a great project to help clean up the town, though, and it really helped.
You know, I guess, I have seen some things, you know, negative things about this program, I'm sure there are heard things, comments. And I think that anytime you tackle something new, there's gonna be problems, and I, you know, everybody, we all just try to do what's best, what we think is best for the city. And I tried something new, few problems, but it accomplished a good goal, and it was always meant to be a positive thing for our community.
And I think it was perceived as positive. I didn't hear too many negative, other than maybe someone coming in and not thinking who started a fire department, but that was just because they didn't understand.
I think people are a little worried too about fire departments starting a lot, you know, and so, you know, I want to let everybody know, you know, that we are looking at ways to address this, definitely. So it's not something that we're just gonna walk away from.
And it was already,
it was a repair, yes.
You know, it wasn't as old as it just happened.
All right.
Thanks, Carla.